this piece of music reminds me of my holiday to New Zealand. I took this tape or CD on the plane to help me sleep and relax, which it did. And now when I hear it, it brings back memories of my holiday with my best friend, Janet, and going to see all the different places in New Zealand, the non-touristy places. I used to play the tape also when I needed to have a rest because of my MS. I need to rest quite a bit. I used to play the CD to help me nod off for an hour. So it brings back really nice memories. I was terrified because I was flying off on my own. I'd never flown before. Well, that's not quite true. I'd flown once before, but in a very tiny plane. This was the first time abroad. So it was a bit scary going off on my own. Yeah, it was a long journey. And music did help. It helped me sleep or distracted me from my tinnitus, because I get bad tinnitus. So if things go quiet, it makes the tinnitus bad. So having the music really helped. I had to give up my manual wheelchair to go in the hold, and I was putting theirs, and theirs that only had little wheels, so I couldn't wheel myself. So that was a bit scary because they kept putting me different places, but I couldn't move from there. We had done our homework beforehand and let the airline know about my problems, and I'd had to prove that I could get to the toilet on my own to be able to fly solo, which I did with elbow crutches, yeah. So it was quite an experience. It sort of, the planning, it took about 6 months for me to be able to get enough strength to be able to trundle out to the loo, which was great until we went through a storm. And then I needed the toilet and they said, no, you can't get up. And I'm saying, but I really need to. I remember that really well. Yeah, we stopped over in Los Angeles, but I didn't get out of the airport system because as long as I stayed in the system, they looked after me. If I'd gone into Los Angeles to have a look around, I'd have had to manage on my own, and I knew I couldn't do that, so I stayed within the airport system. Because I take a lot of medication, it was really hard to know when to take it. So for most of the flight, I left my watch on my time so that I could see whether 4 hours had gone by and things like that. It was a really good time. it's 11 years ago now, but it was good. Loads of photos, hundreds of photos. I went late January, February. It was 90 degrees plus humidity, and I thought, I'm never going to cope with this. but it did, that was a one-off. It did cool down, and I was okay, as long as I just had a little, kept having a little rest, and in between doing things, I was able to do a little bit, and then have a rest, and then do a bit more. Marae, where the Maoris, where they have got like community centres, and they have chiefs and chief women, and the chief woman gave me a blessing, and it was a working Marae, not a tourist one, which was really nice, yeah. No, I didn't set my tongue out, it would have rubbed noses. Yeah, this makes me think about the travelling, because that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I quite enjoyed it once I got over the initial shock of being on this plane for 24 hours, I think it was. Yeah, I've no regrets. No regrets at all. Just wish I could do it again. I would do it again if I was physically able to, but I wouldn't be able to now. It's not just that, I can't go far enough now to be able to take myself to the loo and things like that. So I've got to be content with what I did.